This Sangha today is the 15th of December 2011. We are in New Hamlet at the Full Moon Meditation Hall during our winter retreat. Last Wednesday, we have precipitation. And Brother Phap Tuyang was the head of the ceremony. And during the chanting, evoking the name of Bodhisattva, he did say that my deep respect to the pure green Bodhisattva of the great earth. So that is the first time that the great earth is considered like a great Bodhisattva. The earth finally is recognized as a great Bodhisattva. It means an enlightened being which embrace, which nourish, which protect a lot of species. And that great earth love, protect, embrace, and all the species. But when Thai Phap Tieng read also when he chant about Bodhisattva, he also said that longevity, great Bodhisattva, the sun is a great Bodhisattva who give us a lot on this earth. With all these beautiful species on earth will not exist without the sun. And the sun must be considered like a great Bodhisattva. In fact, Amitabha Buddha is a Bodhisattva in Pure Land school. They said that Amitabha Buddha have the two main qualities, longevity and light, a lot of light. And so the lot of light is of course the sun, and longevity with that light is help, is protect, is prolongate life of many. And in tradition, people believe on a sacred person, a great holy person, and you need to have a faith on that holy person. That is religion. In religion, people have to have faith on a number of holy person, on a holy being. And the object of our faith is very beautiful. It's very pure, holy, sane, and also have power. The object of our belief must be something very holy, very pure, very healing, very protecting, and have a lot of power. So when you suffer, you need that. You need that kind of a sane, beautiful, to lead you out of your suffering situation. And when we evoke Shakyamuni Buddha, we have the a kind of chanting part where we said that the Buddha is someone who have a great understanding, great insight, who have the ability to show us a way, know what will happen to us if, and show us how to avoid danger. How to avoid danger, and how to catch the good direction to go. If we don't believe like that, how we can prostrate in front of the Buddha? But we also believe that Shakyamuni have great compassion, great insight. It means great understanding, and great love means great compassion. And then, because we don't have enough insight, not enough compassion, so we try to beg some compassion, some insight from the Buddha. And we don't have enough beauty, so we beg some beauty from the Buddha. And so, truth is a kind of insight, a kind of deep vision, and then so the object of our relation, we have to believe on chang is mean truth is mean and thiang mean goodness, and me mean beauty. So chang mean truth, thiang mean goodness, and me mean beauty. We also have some truth, some beauty, some goodness, but we feel that it's not enough, and so we want to obtain more. So truth means insight. We have some deep visions, some insight, but not enough. So we wish that we pay respect to the Buddha, or to God, or to Allah, it's just for that. To obtain more insight, more understanding, more thing beautiful, and may beautiful and thing mean goodness. Yeah. So in fact, Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva of great compassion, is the quality of a person, enlightened person. And the Buddha many times, the historical Buddha many times mentioned that when you are enlightened, you have that quality, this kind of quality, but people personalize by a statue, and people think that Avalokiteshvara is a person, historical person. In fact, it's not historical person. That is personalizing of many quality of us. Like Avalokita, great compassion, deep understanding, deep listening more. And Manjushri is also a quality of deep understanding. So the object of our faith is something very concrete you can touch. Even Shakyamuni bodies of 2,600 years ago is not no longer there, but that wisdom, that insight, that beauty, that great compassion can manifest into a new form in many, many manifestations around you, among your friends, among your people living around you, those who manifest a lot of great compassion, a lot of wisdom, they are manifestation of Buddha, and Buddha is all these qualities that he mentioned. They are also Avalokita, they are also Manjushri. And so like the cloud, when they transform into rain, sometimes they transform not in rain, but in snow, in ice, in vapor, And so sometimes I look at my cup of tea, I see the cloud. And I'm drinking cloud in my tea. I don't see the cloud, but I see cloud in my tea. So Shakyamuni is no longer there, but an enlightened person like Shakyamuni, like you in the future, have many qualities. And these qualities are existing in you, in many others, and try to be in touch. And so a kind of engaged Buddhism is faith. You have to have faith on the ability of all of us who can do it. And when we turn our deep look into the earth, and we see that the earth is really a great mother, and that great mother have given birth to the Shakyamuni Buddha, to many bodhisattva, to many great beings on this planet. Mahomet, Jesus, Moses, and Gandhi, and Martin Luther King, and all the great beings in this at your knowledge. So during Thanksgiving in United States and many countries who especially North America, they make a lot of offering, like the gift of the earth, like pumpkin, like many kind of fruit. And we can celebrate Thanksgiving in everywhere in the planet with pumpkin, with guava, papaya, coconut, and everything that you can offer. And Confucius, also we can offer our Thanksgiving to Confucius, to Jesus, to Mahomet, to Mahamaya, the mother of the Buddha, and many manifestation of human beings, people call Avalokiteshvara in Vietnam, in Korea, in Asia, in many countries. So they are also gift of the planet. They are also a fruit of the planet, Mother Earth. So when we practice our Thanksgiving, we do not turn our thanks to the holy people, like I just mentioned, but you only turn our attention only to on the material fruit that we ate. So we eat an orange, you feel very thankful. You drink a coconut juice cup. You know that this is a fruit of the Mother Earth. Without Mother Earth, we don't have such a delicious coconut juice. Or when we eat that beautiful tender rice, without Mother Earth, we don't have such tender rice. And then we are practicing Thanksgiving at every act of our day. When we eat, we enjoy the piece of carrot is the gift of the earth. We enjoy the rice, we enjoy the bread, we enjoy the lettuce, we enjoy everything. We see Mother Earth everywhere. And Mother Earth is very creative. When new idea to create, and Mother Earth have the ability to protect, to include, to give a lot of love. And Mother Earth give birth to so many wonderful, insightful peoples who have done all their best to bring the best thing to other species. So we also breathe so good air. We also enjoy the good water. We also give eat everything, we feel grateful to Mother Earth. So we turn our deep gratitude turned into Mother Earth. Namo is mean deep respect to Dharma, to great being Mother Earth. And if sometimes we used to consider here like Earth is something matter inert, it's mean not inanimate matters. Only that inanimate matter is not correct. How inanimate matter can give such wonderful manifestation like tree, like fruit, like many things. And we also say that we only practice, many of us say that we practice with our mind and we despise our matters, our body. It's not true. It's a very dualistic way to see things. It every cell of your body contained body and mind. Every cell of your body have mind in it. And body and mind should be in very good harmony for you to be healthy. And there is no dogma in what I share to you. Do not base on any dogma. Everything you can experience by yourself. Experience is the base of our practice. So when you touch the earth, we say that I want to pay deep respect to the Bodhisattva Than Lương. Than is queen, Lương is healthy, sane, and Bodhisattva healthy, sane, and wonderful Bodhisattva. And that is something true. People can touch it. And you can experience and you share to people and nobody, you can share to anyone who are not believer at all. And they can be their own believer, but plus that experience. So they can keep their belief on their religion. But anyone can try to taste what they can experience right away. They look deep. They see really Mother Earth is something not inanimate. That Mother Earth has so many wonderful, insightful, creative way to create so many wonderful species. And mountain, and river, and air, and other things. So the Mother Earth is the mother of all the Bodhisattva, all the great being on this planet. Why we pay respect to Shakyamuni Buddha, to Jesus Christ, but we don't pay respect to the Mother Earth, the mother of these two great being. So even you believe to any faith, and you belong to any kind of race people, you are Muslim, you are Jewish, you are Christian, Catholic, you are Buddhist, you have to pay respect to that mother of all these being who is the mother of all this great being. So sometimes some theologian question that is God a person or not? And there are some theologian who have said approach closer to reality, to the truth. And they said that it's not, God is not a person, but is not less than person. It's already close. Because planet Earth is not inanimate. They are not impersonal. They are not a human being, but this Bodhisattva give birth to human beings and to many previous generations than human beings. Previous generation of animal, previous generation of animal, and then cell, etc. So we try to find the greatest being on earth, or great being. In fact, the being is there. It's just our Mother Earth. And that is a great love without discrimination. Mother Earth loves every species, every being without discrimination. Great understanding is in that. Great compassion is in that. Great aspiration is in that, Mother Earth. So all the great beings are children of the Mother Earth. So it's not only Buddhists can see it. Christian must see it. Muslim must see it. Judaism, Jewish people must see it. In order to see that Mother Earth is a great Bodhisattva. They won't consider Mother Earth is like an inanimate being. And it's also resolved to see that God is a person or not a person, and or more than a person, or less than a person, etc. And you, the deep inside of your belief, this could be right in that, in the planet Earth. And then when you can see Mother Earth is like that, and then you don't need to work to protect environment. You don't need environmentalist theory, because you consider that your Mother Earth, and so you protect, and you find a way by yourself how to protect and how to behave in a more respect to the Earth by yourself. It's not like in the past. Well, you do not walk in a very unmindful way. You do not throw to the earth unmindful way, waste, and then by itself, you see deeply that Mother Earth is a great being that you need to protect, you need to respect, you need to behave everywhere. And so you are the deepest environmentalist. You are the deepest protector of the earth. And you will not, and then if you can persuade everybody to see that, and then you can resolve a number of big problems about how to take good care of our environment, how to take good care of, to give respect to our great Mother Earth. And you see that the earth is yourself, it's not your environment, it's yourself. You are manifesting from the womb of that great mother. It depends on our insight. You have some vision. The vision could be deep today, but tomorrow it could be deeper. And tomorrow is deeper and deeper. And so, more you train, more you see many wonderful things. And then you behave more correctly without any force. Nobody, any rule, if you violate that, you will be punished. You don't need to have any rule, because you see, you love, and you behave in a most appropriate way. And then you can And so you can be enlightened by training yourself in that way. And with that enlightenment can help you to transform a lot in the way you behave, in the way you, and then it's no rule, no. You do by yourself naturally. More you see deeper, more you behave naturally, and you have more enlightenment on the way you act, on the way you speak. Enlightenment is something in the future, something in your dream, but enlightenment is something you can touch now. So next time, when you practice walking meditation, try to bring your mindfulness, embody your being, and then you make a step, and you see that the earth, and you could be one, and you have many insight, and they can save your life, your way of behavior, and your alienation. So we used to have that alienation when you are a little bit lost, and then so by doing so you can save yourself from alienation. You feel that you are one, and you are so rich, and you are so deep, you are one with the Mother Earth. You are only a part of the Mother Earth, but you are one. You are a finger of the Mother Earth, but you are the Mother Earth. Your finger of that body, but you are that body. So as you are that body, Mother Earth, you are not alienated. You are one with that mountain, that river, that sunshine, that rain, that fog, that, and because we do not see it, and we feel that they impose on us, oh, this rain is imposed on you, and then you are sick. There are medicine, Eastern medicine, Western medicine, it helps. But they heal some, but they cannot heal deeply, profoundly. I'm not against Western medicine, Oriental medicine, but that can help you superficially. But you, if you feel that you are one with this planet, Earth, one with that weather, one with that, and then that medicine will heal you quick, very quick, and you will be healed. So when you prepare a retreat, for health retreat, you have to be aware, because everybody is sick. Because sick in your body, sick in your mind. In your body there is a number of pain, and in your mind too. Sometimes we are not in touch with our body at all. How we can take good care of our body? We don't know how to take care of our body, and then we ask somebody else to take care of yourself. You have no ability to heal yourself. Even the physician can be in touch with your body and help you some, but you must heal yourself. Don't rely on others totally. Don't rely on others totally. You can help. You can need a help of a physician, but don't rely 100% on him or on her. So in religion it's the same. You have the right to believe on God, Allah, Buddha, Moses, and all, but you have to know that you have to be in touch with your body, to take good care of your body, so that the unity, the unification with that direction of beauty that you have chosen will be deeper. So when you pay attention to your in-breath and out-breath, and then you can bring your mind back to your body, because your mind always is alienating, bring you far away from this body. You think of that and that and that and this far away, but you forget that you have some part of your body is not in good shape. So try to look how many minutes you pay for your body. You pay attention to your body. Except when the moment where you eat. But sometimes you don't pay attention to what you eat either. So you don't pay attention to your body. How many minutes you reserve for your body? But you have time for your computer. For there are those who sit 12 hour on your computer, and they forget that they have a body. And outside of the computer, there are also cell phone, television, to help you to be alienated from your body. You forget that you have a body. And how you cannot be, not be sick. Your body needs some fresh air to go out for a walk. Your body needs something, some peace for smiling, bringing your mind back to your body. Stop that plan, stop that thinking, stop that project, and to be in peace with your body first, to be in peace with the present moment. I don't mean that you have no project, you only live in the present moment, but you can have your project, but living in the present moment, and then when you have peace, steadiness, stillness, and with your project, you will be great. You are also deep in your project. So when you have some worries, some sadness, some hurt, and you have no time, you have no time to look at your pain, your sadness, but you want to bury that by kind of consumption, like you eat a lot, and then you open the refrigerator to eat, try to find something to eat, and a cup of wine, a cup of beer, some liquor, some drugs, and gambling, many things, and food, and so on. So you don't pay attention, really have a look, deep care of every part of your body. And in when you have that hurt in your mind, you can have time, peaceful time, to have a look, to be aware, and to look deeper and find a way how to go out. And when you cannot find yet, go back to your peace until you have more stillness, more peace, and then you see clearer. And so you also give more time from your Mother Earth, some time for your Father Sun, and then take good care for giving more relax to your body, more peace to your body and your mind, some deep look in your body and your mind. And then, so share properly your time. Don't spend too much time on here and there, and then forget totally your body, totally your mind, your feeling, your emotion. You don't dare to be in touch with your emotion, your feeling. You have to cover it by some food, from food, some reading, some television, some other thing. So, magazine, computer, internet, and so many things, telephone, etc. So we have no time to be in touch with your body and your mind. And so you organize a retreat, health retreat for people. What kind of things that you can help people? The health retreat is the ability to restore the well-being in your body, well-being in the mind. By the way, this next April, May, I will have the retreat about that. Well-being in your body, well-being in your mind. April 28 to May the 4th, 2012. But in French with translation to English. So, in order to have the well-being, first at all, you have to go back to your body. To stop the alienation in you. When you go back to your breathing, you already at the door of your body. By the door of your breathing, you can be in touch with your body, and then you can be in touch with your feeling, your perception, and body and mind, you are one in a very profound way. When you are well established in your body, and then you can be in touch with your mind, not only with your unpleasant feeling, but you can be in touch with the pleasant feeling. So sometimes you have many pleasant feelings, but you forget. You only are pulled by the suffering in you, and then you totally ignore so many pleasant feelings in you. And the way the Buddha advised us to do is very scientific. In the health retreat, you have to help our friends, practitioners, to go back to their body, to be in touch with their mind, and they can reconcile with your body, reconcile with feeling, perception in their mind. And until now, they totally neglect the body, and of course sharing how to breathe properly. We can breathe. There are many people, everyone on this planet breathe, including the trees, but they are not aware of what they are doing. So we are aware that air is entering into our lung, spread everywhere, and visit every sick part, refresh things. And so we have to be aware of your body with your conscious breathing. So the practice here is to stop the alienation. That practice is called samatha, stopping to be alienated, stopping to be dispersed, stopping to be carried away in different direction. Bring your mind to the body, stopping. In Sanskrit is samatha. In Chinese, they use the word tuk. Tuk means stopping. That means also the old ancient Chinese. Also, the old ancient Chinese is also mean the breath. So, stuk means stop, but mean also breath. Yang lai is stopping. The second meaning is calming, soothing, make it calmer. So in the old way of explaining about Zen is ji and tuk. Ji means stopping, means samatha, means breath, means calming your body, soothing your body. And then the second part, chị. And tức, tức. Also it's been the, and then when you breathe, they call it thân hành tức. It means calming your body. The hành is a formation. And then calming a formation called body. Thân hành. Thân is body, hành is formation. Tức is calm. So tức here is also mean calming. So thầy explained the word tức means stopping, mean calming, mean breath. So it means your body have been neglect, have been unkind. The body have been treated unkindly. So first we have to ask my body to apologize me. I bring my breath, I breathe in, I calm, I soothe my body. It's thân hành tức. It means thân is mean body, thân is formation, tức mean soothing, calming. But that is the fourth exercise. But the third exercise, thân hành giác, thân is body, hành is formation. Giác means aware. Aware, yeah, it's correct. Giác means aware, conscious. Breathing in, I'm aware that I have a body. That is already in insight. I know that I have a body. I am aware of my whole body. And when you spend 12 hours on your computer, you totally forget that you have a body. You are alienated. You are alienated. Some of them need to use a computer, but they put in their computer a program. Every 15 minutes, there is a bell, a sound of the bell. And then after that, they stop for 3 breaths. And then they continue their work. So one day I borrowed the computer of Thầy Pháp Nguyễn, my attendant, in order to find a word in, and then I hear the sound of the bell. It's a bell in the program of Thầy Pháp Nguyễn computer. So I also stop. I breathe in, I breathe out. I have a body. I soothe my body. When I spoke at around 600 people at the Mountain View of Google headquarters. I also, and many of them revealed, they work more than 12 hours per day on the computer. And so I proposed that you must put the program, the bell, every 15 minutes so that you have time to stop and to be aware of your body. Breathing in, you are aware that I am breathing in. It's already enlightened. You don't need to practice 8 years in order to be enlightened. You have to be aware that you have a body, you are breathing in. I'm breathing in is something very alive. I wrote a sentence, breathe, you know that you are alive. And when you are alive, you are something. So when you look like just being a just very beginning of the practice, but don't despise it. It looks like for beginners, but it's also very profound. For those who practice 10 years, 20 years, it's also very important and very profound. Breathing in, totally, my mind is totally with my in-breath from the beginning till the end. And breathing out, I am totally with the air going out of my body. I live deeply during a few seconds. When I breathe in, if we have 4 seconds of breathing in, you have 4 seconds of enlightenment. If you breathe in and out for 7 seconds, you have 7 seconds of being alive, of enlightenment. And another exercise, breathing in, I'm aware that I have such a body. You are one with such a body. And then in that moment, you stop the situation of alienation. Alienation means you dissociate yourself with the reality, and that reality is taught by your body. And when you are totally with your mind, your body, and you are totally with body, you feel that, oh, in my body there is that part. Okay, I send my love, my compassion to that part of my body. I smile, I caress that part of my body. And then, so you have to give to your body a chance to be caressed, to be aware, to be protected, to receive some love. And then, samatha mean stopping, mean calming. Stopping is already great, but this calming is even better. And then your pain in that part of your body will be less. And the third one is concentration. Because you stop to be dispersed means you are concentrated. You stop to think of that. You only focus on the in-breath and out-breath. So you have concentration. And so you have an object of your mind, and the object of your mind is could be your in-breath, out-breath, the air entering and the out, the air going out. But so it stops the situation being dispersed, to being carried away too far. So during the health retreat, if you don't practice that, it's not a health retreat. The principle of health retreat is to stop the alienation, and then to be in touch with that is wonderful, many wonderfulness of life, first of all your in-breath and out-breath. And then you are in touch with that part of your body, that part of your mind, so on. So the fifth exercise of the 16, the fifth of the 16 exercises given by the Buddha, the fifth is breathing in, I'm in touch with what is joyful, that formation, that mental formation. So the fifth exercise, breathing in, I'm in touch with that mental formation called joy. So I am in touch with that mental formation of myself that is called joy. It's so important. You need to be in touch with what is still positive, good, joyful in you. You still have some teeth to eat, you have some from feet, from leg to walk, you have some eyes to see on the wonders of life, you can have good ear, and many joy to have that, that is positive. So the fifth exercise is to be in touch with on the positive condition to give you joy. And the next one is, not next yet. So everything gives you joy. When you go back to your breathing and your body, you discover so many good things. There's so many good conditions who can give you happiness. And then they are waiting for you. So you lose yourself in your computer, you lose yourself in the, in many things like, oh, the air is so fresh. The water is still clean. The grass is still so green, or the beautiful leaf. And then your eye is so clear, and your ear can you hear only sound, and then many other things to give you joy. So the next exercise is breathing in. I'm aware of the feeling of happiness. That is not imagination. It's not wishful thinking. But when you go back to all these wonders that you are having, and then the first one is your breath. Not many dead body have breath. The death, when your body die already, you cannot breathe. So that is great thing. And so in your body, this, and then, and so when you have joy, and the joy, more the joy is deep, it becomes happiness. Happiness is another step of joy, but deeper. That is what the Buddha shared, and he shared to 2,600 years sharing to people. So now you are in touch with your body. Don't try to find touch with the Shakyamuni 2,600 years ago. Now he, from that time, he already mentioned that you have to be in touch with this very body in this very moment. And you see that you are alive. You can be nourished by that joy of this body who have eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, legs, feet, arm, hands, everything is so wonderful. And you must like that to live. So when you organize health retreat, you have to show them how to practice that. Of course, you have to practice well in order to show them, a friend practitioner. So you must be able to do that before you share to people. And then the seventh exercise is the ability to be in touch with your mental formation. It means some feeling, perception, and something in your mind. There are in your feeling, there are unpleasant feeling from your body and from your mind. Unpleasant feeling of your body is what? Your toothache, your pain on the knees, your pain is here and there. And then, so breathing in, I'm aware of the painful feeling in me, or the painful emotion in me. So the mental unpleasant feeling, or the body unpleasant feeling, you can be in touch. You try to be in touch, to look deeper, and you look deeper in order to give some peace, to find a way to relieve it. So the seventh exercise is to recognize your unpleasant feeling, your suffering. because you are suffering, then you go to the health retreat. So to the health retreat, you have to be in touch with the pleasant feeling first. It means that to your joy, your happiness first, and then you are in touch with the unpleasant feeling. Yeah. And sometimes you feel like so you cannot heal. You have to look deeper to that unpleasant feeling, because if you let carry away by that unpleasant feeling, and then you do many things to cover it by eating, by drinking, by using drugs and so on, so you cannot heal. So you have to look straight ahead to that unpleasant feeling in order to see in which way we can get out with compassion. So you use your body and your mind. You see that body and mind are one. People are very sick. People are sick a lot. And then we have to organize a health retreat a lot. And we have to be able to do that in order to be able to help people. The well-being in your body, well-being in your mind, and you do it first before you share to people. Every step you made, every step you make must help you to be in touch with your body and your mind. Your body and your mind must be present at every of your steps. And when your body and your mind is present, and then you are also present with the Mother Earth, the deep roots of yourself. It's not only you heal yourself, but you heal the Mother Earth. And you heal your Mother Earth, and you heal yourself. And when you practice sitting meditation, walking meditation, or touching the earth, in order to be in touch, with Mother Earth. Don't allow your mind to run far away. Keep your mind with your body. Keep your mind with that piece of bread that you are putting in your mouth, or that piece of potatoes, or that piece of food that you are putting in your mouth. And then you are in touch with all the wonders who give that food such a beautiful taste. And if you say that you are only vegetarian, it here is not enough. You have to be vegetarian, but to be in touch with really of what you are chewing, what you are eating, and to be in touch with your breath, your body. Among them also your mentor. Anyway, those of you, because I know that number of my Dharma teacher will go to many countries to lead health retreat, you have to be aware of that, don't forget. And Thay will lead also a retreat. Thay, our teacher, will lead a retreat next spring about health retreat. And you are a long-term practitioner, you also practice health retreat for yourself every moment. And you are a new beginner in the practice, you also practice health retreat for you right now. When you walk, when you eat, when you do many things. And then you can help yourself, and then the best way to help others is to help yourself. You behave differently, lovingly, deeply, and then you can share to your beloved one who don't know anything about the practice and could be allergic to the practice. But if you go back and you are so sweet, so deep, so loving, so attentive, it's quite change, a big change to you. And then they will see that really, that practice help you. And so they like to practice. Now we study some sutra, gathas, non-duality. The 18, gatha number 18, follow the 17. So 18 and 17 must go together. The physical body is like the form, F-O-A-M. The feelings are like bubbles on the surface of the water. The perceptions are like a magic city. The mental formation are like the stem of a banana. So took consciousness. 100 years ago, people asked, what mean tâm thức? Tâm thức is not one object. Tâm thức is a process. Một cái processes. A process going. So you cannot catch it. It's not one object that you can catch, you can judge. So there are those, like Henri Bergson said, the consciousness of people are like a cinema, the quality of cinematography. It means the succession of all the image. So when many images come, succeed one after another one, and then you have the impression that there is moving, there is acting, there is that, but it's just a succession of image. A little bit different. And the hand is going up, going down, and so the image is the hand is changed a bit, until you see like a cinema, like a movies, you can see like this real moment. So your consciousness, it look like that. Look outside, it's like that. A consciousness like something immobile, but in fact, it's a succession of many image. And then, a shatna is the shortest period of time, million second. And so, your mind also have changed a bit. You cannot grasp. But look outside, like, you have that mind is like that. But in fact, it's a succession of many consecutive, very close to each other, but growing, going up or going down, or so on. So, those who are the king's men of the sun is the soleil, the sun, have said so, it means the Buddha have. And we all are son and daughter of the sun, but we all are son and daughter of the earth too. So the Shakyamuni is from the generation, it means a lineage of the sun. So the Japanese, they call themselves the generation of the sun, the daughter of the sun. So the sun have a daughter, and the daughter have given birth to all the nation of Japan. So So that is why the flag of Japan have that sun. You know? So I don't think that only Japanese are son of the daughter or daughter of the sun, but the French people, the German people, the English people, the American people, we are all son and daughter of the sun. And that is our father, the sun, our father. Mother Earth, our mother. On this formation, Sanskrit word is samskara. On this samskara, only manifest in every shatna of time. Shatna is very short, 1 million of a second. But all these things appear, manifest only in one shatna of time, and it grow a little bit different, is transform a little bit different every shatna. So we say that impermanence, when we speak about impermanence in quantum physics, they can see that they can see the impermanence is in a very high grade. It means quicker than a shatna, quicker than a cinematographic, movies way. But it's very short, like shatna of time. So our body is like that, our mind is like that, our feeling is like that. They are impermanent, it means they are transforming very quick. And so in such a short moment, it remain, and then it destroy, it grow, manifest, and disappear, and manifest, disappear, and very quick. It's like magical way. Cinematographic way, movies way, the ignorance of ourself, is not created by us. Our ignorance is not created by us. There is ignorance. But you are trying to find why there is that ignorance. And the answer is that ignorance is not born by you, it's not born by itself, but it's not born by you. We have learned all the gathas like the movement is not born by itself, the force. Okay. The force, the momentum, is not born by itself. It's not born by others. It's not created by others. It's not the fruit. It's not the fruit of others' life. But and Asangya is someone who belong to the apparent school, and so he have to base on the apparent school in order to enter into the ultimate school, the school of Noumea instead of phenomena. So the numbers 19 repeat the gatha on the third thing. The doing does not come from itself, nor does it come from something else. So the 19 is ignorance does not make ignorance. Ignorance do not make you ignorant. Make you ignorant. Does not create itself. Nor does it make others ignorant, nor does it make others ignorant. Ignorance does not make himself or herself ignorant, nor does it make others ignorant. But it doesn't mean that there is no ignorance. But ignorance is still there. Nevertheless, ignorance is not non-existent. If the scientists try to find that way, maybe they can discover something interesting on the photon, on the electron, on the energy particles. If they have that notion, maybe they use that door, they may see different things. You see the presence of that, and then you ask the question, is given that presence is given by what? Is manifest by what? And so by doing so, you may find something interesting in science. But we know ignorance is born from inappropriate attention. Because you don't have right attention. You don't have right attention, right thinking. And then this ignorance is born. Because you have inappropriate attention, or because you have no right thinking. And that is why ignorance is born. She means ignorance. And ignorance means your wrong perception. You see a truth by your partial perception. You only see one part of that reality. And you are so sure that that reality is like that. You only see 20% of that reality, and you are so sure that that reality is that, only that 20%. So you don't see, and that is called wrong perception. And so the scientists need to find the truth. The practitioner need to find the truth. And you have to see that what we perceive is only one part, not the totality. And when we are humble like that, we look deeper and we put into practice in our dailies, and slowly you discover by yourself. So it said that ignorance really exists. But if it really exists, because you do not keep mindfulness properly, you don't have right mindfulness, all right thinking. So in the in our chanting book, there is one sutra called Right Insight. Chính kiến, right insight. One day, one high monk came to ask the Buddha, can you tell us about right view, and try to do it shortly for us? And so the Buddha said that right view, it means you transcend the idea of existent and non-existent. No, yes. So the right view transcend the concept of existent and non-existent. Existent and non-existence. And that's simple like that. But it has kind of link, a very skillful link. And if you pull it gently, skillfully, you can obtain so many profound insight. And philosophies, they are caught by that. And then science, they are also caught by that. Scientists, philosophers, they are caught by that. One of the main questions of the scientists are how the universe exists. Before the universe exists, why, how it exists. And in religion it's the same. And every religion tries to think right at beginning, when, and so on. The universe, who make it? And each religion have their version on the universe. When you have the notion existence or non-existence, be or not to be, to be and not be. And so there is also notion birth and death. Because born is from non-being, you be. You try to be. You manifest into be. And from the nothingness, some yak means stop. And from existence, you become non-existent. So birth and death are like a couple. Wherever you see birth, the big problem of philosopher, but also big problem with the scientist. And the Buddha, the Buddhist, found already. But also a scientist like Lavoisier also found that nothing have been great. And then we conserve the mothers. We cannot create mothers. But we cannot destroy mothers. We cannot create energy, but we cannot destroy energy. Science have seen that, but science were not able to put into practice. We cannot resolve the problem of scientists have found nothing is born, nothing is lost, but you know that, but you are afraid to die. And like the cloud never die, because the cloud will manifest into rain, snow, ice. You know that, but you are afraid to die. Science have seen that, we have seen that. But why don't we put into our life, and in order not to be afraid of dying? We are afraid to die because we believe on the existent and non-existent, be and not being. Religion already cut, science already cut by that duality. And you too, you know that intellectually, but in your whole being, you are afraid. Because you try to find the truth with your intellect, with a number of mole of mental categories. You classify them. Yes, no, born, birth, death. And you take these four boxes in order to find the truth. Like you have the cup, the bowl, the container, the big one, and you take some water, and you say that the water is square, the water is round, the water is small, the water is big. But water is water. It transcends round or square. So reality is reality, is suchness. You cannot discuss. You cannot imagine. You just taste. And you use all the category in order to measure. It's wrong. in the sutra, the Buddha said that the reality, the greatest reality is nirvana, and nirvana is extension of all the category extension, because you cannot measure with all the categories you have in your mind, birth, death, being, non-being. Like the light. A number of us know that light is a kind of wave of light, wave of photon and so on. And then those of us think that light is made of countless of photon, is a very small particle of light. Scientists have proved that about that. But finally they agree that light could be a particle, but it could be a wave. A wave and a particle is so different, are so different to each other. Like a square box and a round box. However, after the experiencing, they see that sometimes light behaves like a series of photons, dot, 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 and sometimes they behave like wave, wave, continue, wave. And so we can call the light wave a particle. Science believe that everything we study have some frame in space, some frame in time, and that is, it was in the past. But now with the electronic science, it doesn't see like that. They can manifest in the same time, wave and particle. And they also use the word non-locality. We see clearly that, for instance, let us look at a bunch of light. And you ask the light, are you particle or photon, or you are wave? And how the light answer? The light will laugh. The light will laugh. I remember one day I make a demonstration in a walk for demonstrating, calling for peace in Vietnam in 1966. I know that a number of you are not born in that year. 1966, I make a walking for peace, demonstrating, calling for peace in 1966. I am one of the rare Vietnamese. Most of them are American and from other nations. But there is one journalist who came and asked me, show his microphone. Are you from North Vietnam or South Vietnam? Because in his mind, he has two boxes. One box, you are in the North Vietnamese. In the other box, you are South Vietnamese. But no, if you are not North Vietnamese, you must be South Vietnamese. If you are North Vietnamese, you are communist. If you are South Vietnamese, you are anti-communist. And so in the mind of that journalist, there is two boxes like that. North communist, South anti-communist, and they are both are fighting, and South they have been supported by United States, and North they are supported by Soviet Union. And so please show his microphone, please give me. So when I look him, I know that there is two boxes in him, and I said that I am from Central Vietnam. in order to destroy the two boxes. He was a little lost. He cannot put at any box. He has only two boxes. So it's not only that journalists have only two boxes. You too, you all have many boxes. And you try to put things in that box and other box. And also, and send you have wave or a particle, and you look at the light and you say, light, tell me, you are wave or particle. And the light can answer like me. I'm not wave, I'm not particle. And then they give a new name. Somebody tried to put a new name to kind of invent a new thing to provoke more thinking. Or I don't know, but they call so wave and particle, and so they invent the word like a wave vehicle. I'm in the same time wave, and I'm in the same time particle. You have to be very skillful in order to see the truth between all these boxes. Does the scientist want to be trained in order to abandon his or her boxes? What they have found? What they have found in their research could be, what they found is they feel shocked a lot. It's many things that they cannot understand because they do not know how to release the boxes in their head on these mental categories. First, like being, non-being, birth, death. This one is not the other one. And they see that everything is illogic. But in the quantum physics, many things are so illogic. And so the scientists and the Buddhists must taking hand in hand in order to learn reciprocally, mutually. Because of the non-right thinking, because there is no right thinking, they must have right view first. But first or not first, but means you have to transcend on these boxes in order to have deeper and deeper look and deeper view. So that right thinking, that is a way you have to go in the right thinking. Things which is not using in the right thinking way, they cannot manifest when there is no ignorance. Because there is ignorant people that we have heretic people, and we said that ignorant people is mean those who are caught in the category, mental categories. It means ignorance is born from inappropriate attention. Inappropriate attention arise in the ignorant person. The 21st sentence, Gathas, merit, lack of merit, or immovability, these formations are imagined in a threefold way. Merit something, people's retribution. And, well, you have merit, and you have no merit, or you are immo. So the word the word tree in the text. Somebody wrote a little bit, make a mistake in writing in Chinese. T. Phước means merit, phi phước, no merit. Or no of both. Somebody translate by immobility, I think. Maybe they find another word. Our action, the fruit of our action. Fruit of our action they call phước. It means a merit. The fruit of our action have some merit, or the fruit of our action have no merit. Or you are neutral. That action, your karma, the karma of the fruit of your action could be good, could be not good. And so they have three layers. The layer, like the first layer is your thinking, and the second layer is your bodily action. And then the third layer is your verbal action by your words. So these three layers, so also they have also the past, the present, and the future. So they could be good or not good or neutral. The every of our word, every of our speech, or every of our thinking, every of our bodily action can happening in the past, in the present, in the future, is could be correct or not correct. For Kou, I'm thinking is Chinese word. Each of them have three kind of nghiệp karma, three kind of retribution. Each of them have three repercussions. It could be thiện mean goodness, or good. Ác mean not good, and bokeh is neutral. Also is the past, present, and future. So there is three kind of three. It means the past, present, future. The other three is body, words, species, and mind. Body, speech, and mind, yeah. And then, so all these threes make nine. And because they are not in harmony, that you suffer. Usually there must be in harmony. In phenomena situation, the bad thing will not go to the good thing, goes with the good thing. The past will not go with the present. The present is not go with the future. The body is not the mind. The mind is not the body. And if you look at the phenomena, you can see that they can go together. Or they cannot go together. They can choose. There's some conventional truth like that. But if you look deeper and you stand in the position of ultimate reality, the bad and the good are not enemies. They are like the right and the left, the particle and the wave are not, they are not opposing. They are in phenomena, bad thing is different from good thing. Left is left, right is right. But here is in the ultimate dimension, there's no right, no left. We are one. Everything is one. And everything is include three time, past, present, future, three layers of body, vision, mind, they all are one. In the entanglement of quantum physics, and quantum physics, there is a notion about superposition. They superpose, you cannot cut it, and it's also entanglement, like the wave and the particle, according to the relative relativity, particle is particle, wave is wave. But in the ultimate reality, particle and wave are one. Could be the past, could be the present, could be the future. They are one. But if you look deep in the present moment, you can see the past, you see the future. So, and there's no birth, no death. We can have some experience similar, like there are two person. One person is named A, another person named B. Yep, A, it's B. So you take two envelope. You cannot do it in reality, but you can do it in your head. You take a dime with two faces, the head and the tail, and you cut into two. And then in order to take the head of the dime and then the tail of the dime, and then that you cannot do it. You only do in your head, but not outright. You cannot take the euro, cut into two pieces. But even if you can cut into two pieces, and then you see that the head and the tail, and then you put in the envelope to give to A, and then another one to give to B. And then when A open and then see on this, normally he must see only the head, but not the tail, but he cannot see. But he see that here is positive, the other one is negative. That cannot do it in the reality. You take the particle out of wave, take the particle out of the waves. We take the left out of the right. You cannot take out the head and the tail. And so that is really co-being, co-intervene. If you cut like that, the separate like that, is you cannot. In Buddhism, there is only interbeing, co-being, but no being only. Head and the tail, they cannot be separate. Now there is very small particle, the smallest. They try to take it out and they cannot separate like left and right. And the ugliness and the goodness is the same. Time and space also. Nowadays science is interesting. More difficult than Buddhism. Because in Buddhism, you can release the notion, it's fine. But science, you have to grasp in the notion and try to do something.